Thank you.
Thank you very much, Russian Federation. So these are the two proposals that were shared by the parties on amending the draft decisions on the general issues of compliance. Since the vote, there is a vote on this item tomorrow, we will also adopt the draft decisions on okay, thank you very much. So we have received these two proposals, and tomorrow we will be voting on these two proposals in the order they were received, one after the other. Every party can vote yes, no, or abstain with a show of hands. And after that, we will proceed to adopting the decisions for item 9. So we'll also do that tomorrow. However, I would like to show it to you today, just to let you know, these draft decisions, in essence, are identical to the ones that were adopted at the fifth meeting of the parties under this item. So can you show it? I don't have it all. Okay. So the possible decisions would read like that. The meeting of the parties commends the work of the Compliance Committee in the triennium 2020-2022. Encourages parties to engage in consultations with the committee following the successful completion of the previously completed consultations. Takes note with appreciation of the report of the Compliance Committee to the meeting of the parties. The next one, please. Adopts the decision 6/1 on general issues of compliance as contained in the document, the amended document, as amended in the meeting of the parties. Elects Ms. Bogdal, Mr. Burchi, Mr. Camona Rodriguez, Ms. Kors, Ms. Gunel, Mr. Vinuales as members of the Compliance Committee for a full term of office. Expresses gratitude to outgoing members of the committee for their work and contribution to the committee, Ms. Albuquerque, Ms. Kocsis-Kuper, Mr. Ni, and Mrs. Liacic. So these will be the possible decisions we will be voting on, we will be adopting tomorrow. Thank you very much. I see the flag of Belarus, please.